This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Sudanese in the capital of Khartoum and the neighboring city of Omdurman have reported sporadic clashes between the military and a rival paramilitary force, but said the intensity of fighting had dwindled on the second day of a three-day truce. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The relative easing of hostilities Wednesday came a day after Sudanese and foreigners streamed out of Khartoum and other battle zones that rattled the new truce brokered by the United States and Saudi Arabia. Aid agencies said the humanitarian situation was crumbling. A series of short ceasefires the past week have either failed outright or brought only intermittent lulls in the fighting that has raged between forces loyal to the country's two top generals. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations have moved hundreds of staff and family members to Port Sudan from Khartoum. The UN plans to establish a hub in Port Sudan to continue working in the country where, even before the violence broke out, nearly 16 million people were in need of humanitarian aid. The Islamic State militant behind the 2021 deadly bombing of the Kabul airport has been killed by the Taliban. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
U.S. officials say a ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans dead during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Initially, neither the U.S. nor apparently the Taliban were aware that the mastermind, who was not identified, was dead. He was killed during a series of battles early this month in southern Afghanistan between the Taliban and the Islamic State group's affiliate. I'm Norman Hall.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Singapore has executed a man accused of coordinating a cannabis delivery, despite pleas for clemency from his family and protests from activists that he was convicted on weak evidence. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thangaraju Supia was sentenced to death in 2018 for abetting the trafficking of 2.2 pounds of cannabis. Under Singapore laws, trafficking more than 500 grams of the drug may result in the death penalty. Thangaraju was hanged Wednesday morning and his family given the death certificate, according to a tweet from an activist from the Transformative Justice Collective, which advocates for abolishing the death penalty in Singapore. Although Thangaraju was not caught with the cannabis, prosecutors say phone numbers traced him as the person responsible for coordinating the delivery of the drugs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Moscow held a hearing Wednesday to set the stage for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to face a new trial on extremism charges that he has described as a Kremlin-ordered effort to extend his time behind bars. Navalny was arrested in January 2021. The U.S. has brought the sister of American Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia, to the U.N. Security Council for a session being chaired by the Russian foreign minister, urging him to, quote, look into her eyes and see her suffering, end quote. The U.S. wants Russia to release Whelan, who is serving a 16-year sentence after being convicted of espionage. Prosecutors say former U.S. President Donald Trump might use trial docs to scorch witnesses. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
New York prosecutors are seeking to bar Donald Trump from using evidence from his criminal case to attack witnesses, citing what they say is the former president's history of making harassing, embarrassing, and threatening statements about people he's tangled with in legal disputes. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office filed court papers Monday asking for a protective order that would put strict guardrails around Trump's access to and use of evidence turned over by prosecutors during the pretrial discovery process. Trump was arraigned in April on charges that he falsified records at his company as part of a broader 2016 scheme to make secret hush money payments to bury allegations of extramarital sexual encounters. Trump has denied wrongdoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Activist, award-winning actor, and singer Harry Belafonte has died at age 96. He sold millions of records and starred on stage and screen before scaling back his career and becoming a relentless supporter of civil rights and other causes. He died Tuesday of congestive heart failure at his New York home. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.